you. Good afternoon, everyone. Let the record show it is 1:30 p.m. on November 29th, 2010. We're present in the Public Service Commission hearing room located in the state capitol in Bismarck, North Dakota, for the reopened hearing in the matter of an application from Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway Company to review the Frayne Barracks Railroad crossing in Bismarck, North Dakota. A hearing was held on March 1st, 2010 to determine whether this crossing is a public or private railroad crossing, and if private, whether audible devices warning of a train's approach will be sounded at this crossing. Following the hearing on March 1st, the Commission received additional evidence after issuing notice of intent to consider information not presented at the hearing. On May 18th, 2010, the Commission issued its findings of fact, conclusions of law, and order. The Commission ordered that Frayne Barracks Crossing is a public railroad crossing, and as such, federal whistle regulations apply, and that after the modifications are made to the Frayne Barracks Crossing area, as stated in the May 5th, 2010 letter from the City of Bismarck to the Commission, the crossing will be a private crossing. And further, after the modifications are made, audible devices warning of a train's approach should not be sounded at this crossing unless there is an exception, as stated in North Dakota Century Code, Section 491121. The purpose of today's hearing is to reopen the record to incorporate relevant evidence regarding the crossing, which has arisen subsequent to May 18th, 2010. My name is Bonnie Fetch, and I am the duly designated administrative law judge conducting this hearing. At this time, I'm going to introduce the members of the Public Service Commission, Commission Chairman Kevin Kramer, Commissioner Tony Clark, and Commissioner Brian Kalk. I'm going to ask the parties to state their appearances for the record. Will counsel for the applicant, Stephen Plambeck, state his appearance and indicate who is present with you and whether anyone will be testifying for BNSF.
My name is Steve Plambeck. I'm an attorney with the Nellis Law Firm in Fargo, and I'm here representing the BNSF Railway Company. And with me is Lynn Liebfried, who's manager of public projects for BNSF, and she will be a witness here today.
Thank you, Mr. Plambeck. And is counsel for the commission present?
Yes, Alana Jeffcoat-Sacco, counsel for the commission.
Thank you. Ms. Jeffcoat-Sacco, will the commission be presenting a case in this matter today?
No, just the council is here as an advisor to the commission. We do have interested parties, I believe, that are not represented by council, though, present.
Okay. All right. And would the interested parties state their presence?
Colonel Steve Tabor, Office of the Adjutant General, and I will be submitting a packet of evidence.
Bill Woken, City Administrator, City of Bismarck.
Are there any members of the public who will be testifying today concerning the additional relevant evidence? All right, seeing none. All right, I'm going to first ask BNSF to present its case, and any witnesses called by BNSF will be subject to questioning by Commission Counsel and the Commissioners. And then on completion of BNSF's case, we will take additional testimony from Colonel Tabor and Mr. Woken. At this time, I'm going to ask for opening comments from the Commissioners, beginning with Commissioner Clark.
Thank you, Judge Fetch, and welcome to everyone this afternoon on a cold and snowy day in North Dakota. It's I do appreciate everyone being here. I understand this has sort of been a long time coming, both in the resolution of the whistle issue, but also the hearing itself, which we needed to make sure was properly noticed and held. So thanks for your patience in doing that. Look forward to a good hearing, hopefully completing the record and being able to move forward with things. So thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Kramer?
Just thank you as well for being here. We look forward to bringing this to a resolution soon.
Thank you. Commissioner Kalk?
Just echo my fellow commissioners' thoughts. Thank you all for your work to this point. And remind the folks out there that the Bison won last week in their first ever playoff game. They'll be playing this Saturday at Montana.
Thank you. I'm going to just give a couple of instructions. All witness testimony at this hearing is taken under oath and is subject to penalties for perjury. By law, I'm required to inform witnesses as to those penalties. Perjury in the state of North Dakota is a Class C felony. It's punishable by a maximum fine of $5,000, maximum 5 years in prison, or both. And I believe three of you are going to be testifying. I'm going to administer the oath to all of you at that time. Please raise your right hand. Okay, Ms. Liebfried, Colonel Tabor, and Mr. Woken. Do you solemnly swear the testimony you shall give shall be the truth under the pains and penalties of perjury? So answer, I do.
I do.
Thank you. All right, at this time then, I'm going to call on Mr. Plambeck to present the evidence for BNSF.
At this time, we'll call Ms. Liebfried to testify. And also, we do have an affidavit with some exhibits attached to it, which we'll turn in. The affidavit has two exhibits, Exhibit 1, Exhibit 2, and Exhibit 1 has Exhibits A and B attached to it. So we'll, as I understand it, we'll mark the affidavit Exhibit 3 for reference so the record's not confusing in that way. And I have an original affidavit signed by Ms. Liebfried with the exhibits, and we also have 8 copies that were forwarded to the commission previously. And I think it would be helpful if each of the commissioners had a copy of the affidavits and those exhibits as we go through Ms. Liebfried's testimony.
All right, I believe everyone has copies. Mr. Plambeck, please proceed.
Thank you. Ms. Liebfried, would you state your full name for the record, please?
Lynn Liebfried.
What is your resident address?
Plymouth, Minnesota.
Okay. And are you a registered professional engineer?
Yes.
Are you?
Excuse me, I'm just going to ask, is your microphone on?
There's a blue light.
It is.
Very good, thank you. Go ahead.
And we have marked an affidavit as Exhibit 3, and attached to the affidavit are two exhibits, Exhibit 1 and 2, and there are some exhibits attached to those exhibits. Have you had an opportunity to review that affidavit?
I have, but do you actually have a copy of that?
Yes.
I can have it here. Just like
that. Whoops. Are you the manager of public projects for BNSF Railway Company?
Yes.
The crossing that we're referring to as the Frayne Barracks Crossing, is that a crossing further identified as DOT number 087680 capital P?
Yes.
And is it located at milepost 196.09?
Yes.
Is that on line segment 38?
Yes.
Does that crossing provide access to and from the National Guard facility known as Frayne Barracks?
Yes.
Looking at the exhibit attached to the affidavit, with the affidavit being marked as Exhibit 3. Would you look at Exhibit 1, 2, attached to Exhibit 3? And is Exhibit 1 a true and correct copy of a letter agreement between the National Guard and BNSF with regard to the Frayne Barracks crossing?
Yes.
And attached to that Exhibit 1, is there a copy of a private road crossing permit?
Yes.
And is that private road crossing permit number 63248?
Yes.
And was that a private road crossing permit that was granted by the Northern Pacific Railway Company to the North Dakota National Guard back on January 15, 1944, to be effective February 1, 1944?
Yes.
Before the prior hearing with the Public Service Commission, at your request, did BNSF look for any existing agreements with regard to the Frayne Barracks crossing?
Yes.
Was any found?
No.
And is it correct that this copy of the private road crossing permit was located by Colonel Tabor with the National Guard?
Yes.
And after he located this private road crossing permit, did you, again, at your request, did BNSF look to see if they could locate a copy of this document?
Yes.
Was BNSF able to find a copy?
No.
Is Northern Pacific Railway Company one of the railroad companies that is now part of the BNSF Railway Company?
Yes.
And does BNSF Railway Company recognize this private road crossing permit number 63248 as still being in effect with regard to the Frayne Barracks crossing?
Yes.
And you confirm that the legal description in the private road crossing permit corresponds with the legal description for the Frayne Barracks crossing?
Yes.
And Exhibit 1, is this a letter agreement that amends the existing 1944 private crossing agreement with the National Guard for
yes.
the Frayne Barracks crossing?
Yes.
And pursuant to that agreement and the May 18, 2010 order from the Public Service Commission, did the National Guard undertake to provide some additional safety measures at the Frayne Barracks railroad crossing?
Yes.
And did the National Guard in the city of Bismarck develop basically a safety improvement plan for that crossing?
Yes.
And that the details of that safety improvement plan, were they spelled out in a letter addressed to the Public Service Commission dated May 5, 2010 by Mr. Wolken, the city administrator?
Yes.
And a copy of that letter is also attached to Exhibit 1 to your affidavit, Exhibit 3?
Yes.
And there were 9 specific details spelled out in the city's letter to the Public Service Commission?
Yes.
And then also attached to Exhibit 1 is a document labeled Exhibit A. Do you have that in front of you?
Yes.
Is that an overhead view or map of the Frayne Barracks crossing?
Yes.
And does it pinpoint various things that were part of this safety improvement project?
Yes.
And then also is there, as Exhibit B, is there a right-of-way fence detailing where the fences were going to be located that were to be installed?
Yes.
And then also as part of Exhibit B, is there a drawing for the fence details?
Yes.
Okay. And looking at the May 5, 2010 letter that the City of Bismarck addressed to the Public Service Commission, looking at the specific details in the city's proposal was looking first at number one, it talks about the city putting up a sign on Schaefer Street at the south entrance to the NECE building, stating that no public access is allowed south of that point. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the actual wording of that sign was to be provided by the city's traffic engineer?
Yes.
And if we look at Exhibit 2 to your affidavit, which is Exhibit 3, is there a photograph of the sign which the city installed at the south end?
Yes.
And that's basically at the south end of the college campus there on Schaefer Street?
Yes.
And is that the first page of Exhibit 2 that depicts that sign?
Yes.
And it says, the first line at the top says, road closed. Next line says, 0.5 miles ahead. Bottom line says, no through traffic?
Yes.
Okay. And this was part of the city's effort to restrict access down towards the railroad crossing?
Yes.
Okay. Then the second item in the city's letter, May 5, 2010 letter to the City Commission, references that the city would install a sign north of the crossing on the road to say railroad crossing, all traffic must stop. The number of tracks is also normally listed, but the wording was to be provided by the city's traffic engineer. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and looking at the second photograph in Exhibit 2, is that a sign that the city has installed along that street?
Yes, that's my understanding.
And that's basically a standard advanced railroad warning sign?
Yes.
Or advanced crossing sign?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Please answer yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
And below the advanced warning sign, there's an additional sign that says all vehicles must stop. Is that correct?
Yes.
And if you were traveling down this road towards the railroad crossing, when you went past the south end of the campus, the first sign you would have seen would have been the first sign that says road closed, no through traffic. The second sign you see is the advanced warning sign for the railroad crossing?
Yes.
Okay. Is there only one set of railroad tracks at the crossing?
Yes.
In your opinion, as a registered professional engineer, is there any need to have a sign on there that says one set of railroad tracks there?
No, that would not be. It's standard to only sign if there's more than one.
So if there had been multiple tracks there, you would have put up a second sign that said two sets of tracks?
Yes.
Or that would be the process?
Yes.
Then the third item referenced in the city's letter to the Public Service Commission, May 5, 2010, talks about the city providing upgraded sized stop signs on the north approach to the crossing to be posted on both sides of the road. Is
yes.
that correct? Now, did the city provide BNSF with two oversized or larger sized stop signs to be installed at this crossing on the railroad right-of-way?
Yes.
Okay. And did BNSF install one of those signs on the existing crossbucks at that crossing?
We actually installed the oversized stop signs on each crossbuck.
Okay. So on both sides of the tracks, there's now an oversized stop sign attached to the crossbuck posts?
Yes.
Okay. And we do not have a photograph of that, do we?
No, we don't.
I don't know if you had an opportunity to look at Colonel Tabor's photographs, but he has. Did you see the photographs in his set?
No.
Okay. We'll get to that later then. Now, the city's plan called for an oversized stop sign to be installed on both the east and the west side of the road as traffic approached the crossing, correct?
Yes.
But the sign for the west side of the road was not installed on that side of the crossing, correct?
I think it would be the east.
Or is it the east side?
The east. The west side was. That's the standard side with okay. the crossbuck. The east side was not because of concern from the maintenance of way group of BNSF Railway.
What was the concern there?
They have large equipment that needs to set on to the tracks at that crossing, and so just their ability to move around in that area would have been restricted with an additional sign in an additional quadrant plus all the other things that are already at the crossing.
Would the railroad equipment be basically boxed in by the crossbucks on each side of the track and then the fencing on the other side of the road?
Yes, there's not enough room in the area to move around the way they needed to.
If the stop sign had been installed as the city originally proposed, it would have closed off the fourth corner of that quadrant?
Yes.
And would that have introduced a safety concern involving clearance for the movement of the big equipment?
Yes.
And did BNSF discuss that with the city?
Yes.
And was the city agreeable to having the stop signs installed on each side of the tracks instead of two signs on one side of the tracks?
Yes.
And those stop signs have been installed?
Yes.
The fourth item mentioned in the city's proposal to the Public Service Commission, their May 5, 2010 letter, says that focus a security camera in frame barracks on the crossing to record drivers who do not stop at the crossing. Is it your understanding that the National Guard has a security camera there to monitor the traffic over the railroad tracks?
Yes.
And the fifth item in the city's proposal was for the Adjutant General for the National Guard to discipline noncompliant drivers by eliminating their gate privileges if they fail to stop or to adopt other appropriate disciplinary measures?
Yes.
Okay. Again, Colonel Tabor has some evidence to present to the commission. You've not had an opportunity to review what the what has been done or what is part of the presentation from
No,
the
I didn't get a chance to look at that.
The sixth item was to fence the area between the railroad and the existing National Guard fence to ensure no access south of the tracks except into Frayne Barracks, and that a gate would be installed in the new fences north and south of the access road to allow railroad maintenance of the right-of-way. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And has that fencing been installed?
Yes.
And the fencing details, that was part of Exhibit 1, both the drawing with the fencing details and the other drawing illustrating where the fences would be installed?
Yes.
And then if we look at Exhibit 2 to your affidavit, which is Exhibit 3, the final three photographs attached to your exhibit, do those photographs depict the fencing that has been installed?
Yes.
Okay. And looking at the first photograph in that group attached to your affidavit, is that a which way are we looking in that photograph?
I believe we are on the Frayne Barracks side of the crossing looking east. I'm not sure if it's east or southeast.
And then if we look at the and is there a gate there?
Yes.
And that's a sliding gate for BNSF personnel to be able to access the railroad right-of-way?
Yes.
And is there a lock on that gate?
Yes.
And BNSF personnel, are they the only ones with a key to that gate?
I believe BNSF is the only one with the key. Yes.
So, and the purpose of that fence, is that to prevent traffic from going over the tracks and then driving down the railroad right-of-way?
Yes.
And then looking at the next photograph, it also depicts a fence. Is that the fence on the other side of the road?
Yes, that's also, as you're coming out of Frayne Barracks, it would be to your left or the northwest quadrant.
And again, is there a gate there?
Yes.
And there's a lock on that gate?
Yes.
And only BNSF personnel have the key to that lock?
Yes.
And that's to permit BNSF personnel access along the right-of-way to work on the tracks?
Yes.
But to obstruct any other traffic that might try to drive down?
Yes.
The side of the tracks? And then the final photograph, that also depicts the fencing?
Yes. I believe this is also on the northwest side. It's just looking from Oh, it is? So if you were leaving Frayne Barracks, it would be on your right. Just an additional photo of that same gate.
And then the seventh item in the city's proposal to the Public Service Commission as part of that May 5, 2010 letter to the commission, the seventh item was that the National Guard had agreed to continue to perform sanding and snow maintenance on the road, both north and south of the crossing, to promote driver safety?
Yes.
And then there's a reference in item 8 that the brush and trees that were then present near the Frayne Barracks fence line, that those would be removed or pruned in such a way as to not constitute a sight distance impairment for drivers. Is that correct?
Yes.
Did the city report to you that pruning and removal had been completed?
Yes.
And then item 9 was if the trees and brush on the north side of the railroad track west of the crossing are determined to be a sight distance impediment, they should be ordered removed or pruned. Has that determination been made? Do you know?
I don't know.
But the city will attempt to assist with any removal or pruning. Is that your understanding?
Yes.
Now, the whistle post has not yet been removed. Is that correct?
Correct. Okay.
And there are...
Are you offering the exhibits?
Oh, I'm sorry. At this time, we will offer Exhibit 3, which includes Exhibits 1 and 2 to the affidavit.
Is there any objection?
Nope.
Thank you. Exhibits 1, 2, and 3 are admitted. Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Planbeck.
Now, there are some differences in terms of what the modifications that have been made at the crossing. There are some differences between those modifications that are now in place and the commission's order for from the prior hearing. Is that correct?
Yes.
For example, the stop signs that were part of the city's proposal have been installed a little bit differently with an oversized stop sign on each side of the crossing instead of having two signs just on the one side of the crossing.
Yes.
And the fencing detail may have been varied a little bit to adjust for the physical contours that were encountered in the field when the fence was installed.
Yes.
And in addition, thanks to Colonel Tabor, we now have a copy of a private crossing agreement in place for this particular crossing?
Yes.
And that provides for certain maintenance obligations?
Yes.
I believe that's all we have at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Planbeck. Ms. Jeff Kotsacko, any questions?
No questions.
Thank you. That's all the questions for this witness. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. Please take your seat for a moment. Do the commissioners have any questions? I have
scared
ESP,
now, Judge.
See? Thank you. All right. At this time, Colonel Tabor or Mr. Woken may testify.
Your Honor, I do have some packets with some of the same photos, cross-referenced to the PSC's order.
Okay. You have four copies? Okay, one for each of the commissioners. I'll accept this for the record, but Ms. Jeffcoat-Sacco, do you want to take a look now? All right.
Your Honor, commissioners, what I've placed in front of you is actually a cross-reference to each of the items in the PSC order with photos that are tabbed as exhibits demonstrating that we have actually complied with the items that were contained within the PSC order dated May 18, 2010. If I could call your attention to Exhibit 1, the sign on Schaefer Street, Mr. Planbeck and Ms. Lembeck have already addressed that. And that sign is posted just on the what I'll call the southwest side of the road coming down from the BSC campus. Exhibit 2, the sign north of the crossing on this trail that says railroad crossing, all traffic must stop. That is posted just as you start coming down the hill past the MDU substation towards the crossing. Exhibit 3A, northeast approach, and 3B, southwest approach, upgrade the stop signs. As was addressed in previous testimony, Exhibit 3A is the stop sign on the inbound or heading southwest before you hit the crossing. And Exhibit 3B is the outbound or facing northeast as you approach the crossing. Exhibit 4, focus a security camera. If you will look at Exhibit 4, please, you can see just right center of that photo is a post with two cameras on it. The one that's in the sunlight is actually focused on the crossing. And that is a directional camera that can be focused to observe traffic coming down and turning around, if we so choose, to see how many folks are actually encountering the limited access. Primarily, though, it will be focused on the crossing and the stop signs to ensure that our employees are stopping at that crossing. The next item in the PSC order, the Adjutant General will discipline noncompliant drivers up to and including loss of gate privileges. Commissioners, Your Honor, if you will see there is a note, and upon issuance of the private crossing order, the Adjutant General will publish guidance informing all employees that they will lose North Gate access privileges for 7 days for the first violation, 30 days for the second violation, 1 year for the third violation. A fourth violation will result in permanent loss of access privileges. Exhibit 5A and 5B is the fencing that has been previously addressed. 5A is actually looking towards the north. On your stand, or that photo is taken from the south side of the crossing. And 5A as well, there are two 5As there. The other one is also the north fence, just a little closer view. And what I'd like to call the commission's attention to is you can actually see fairly well through that chain link fence and down the tracks. Exhibit 5B, and there are also two of those, and both of those are of the south fence. That photo is taken standing on the south side of the crossing, looking towards the south. 5B is just another photo of that, looking down the fence line, showing where it connects into our existing fence. The next item, the National Guard will continue to perform sanding and snow maintenance on the road north and south of the crossing to promote driver safety. We are doing that. After the last little ice shower that we had Wednesday morning, we actually got up on that road and sanded it. And we will. It is our commitment to continue doing that to ensure that that is a safe access up to the tracks. We are also, as required, doing the snow maintenance and plowing that road coming down the hill. The next item, Exhibit 6A is north, 6B south, and that is actually a pruning or an example of the pruning that we have done. That olive tree that is in 6A is probably feeling pretty bare right now because we've trimmed that up pretty considerably to ensure that the sight lines are adequate looking towards the north. And that is what that photo is of, is as you're coming out of Frame Barracks outbound, looking north down the tracks and the sight lines that you have. Exhibit 6B is coming out of Frame Barracks looking towards the south. Those trees have been trimmed up considerably as well. There were a lot of lower hanging branches there, and we have trimmed those up. And we will continue to maintain those and trim those trees up as required to ensure we have adequate sight lines. That is all I have, Your Honor.
Thank you, Colonel Tabor. I'll accept this packet into the record unless there are any objections. Hearing none, the exhibits 1 through 6B are admitted into the record for the Adjutant General. Now, any questions, Mr. Plambeck?
Just two.
Okay.
Colonel Tabor, looking at Exhibit 3A, and this may be an unfair question, I might have to have Ms. Liebfried explain this, but if you look at the stop sign on the south side of the tracks, if you look at the back of the pole, do you recognize that as a reflective strip?
Yes, I do.
And similarly, the stop signs, I don't know if you're familiar with the term retroreflective, but these stop signs, these oversized stop signs that the city provided to BNSF, these are the retroreflective kind of stop signs so that headlights at night coming down the road, the light does reflect off them, correct?
They have demonstrated that. I drive out that gate in the evening, and they do reflect, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Jeffcoat-Sacco, any questions?
I have no questions, but I would like to ask that this be given an exhibit number. 4, perhaps, is the next one. I realize he's got the exhibits within
right.
it name, but it needs to have one specific number for the record, and I think that would be 4.
This will be Exhibit 4. Thank you. All right. Commissioners, any questions? Commissioner Kalk?
I just have one. Colonel, thank you for your testimony and your good due diligence finding the old document. But in your opinion, all the work that's been done, do you feel that your guardsmen are going to be safe and sound from having problems with the railroad crossing?
I do.
That's all that I had.
Thank you. Other commissioners?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. No further questions. All right, Mr. Woken?
I have nothing to offer the commission, but I'll be happy to stand for questions.
Okay, any other exhibits? All right. Mr. Plambeck, do you have any questions for Mr. Woken?
No, I do not.
Ms. Jeffcoat-Sacko?
No.
Commissioners, do you have any questions? Commissioner Kalk does.
I would have the same question I asked Colonel Tabor. Do you feel comfortable with the modifications that are put in place that the citizens of Bismarck are going to be safe?
Yes, Commissioner, I do. Between the restriction of access and the stop signs and warning signs that are up, I believe there is adequate provision for safety.
Thank you. Other commissioners, any questions?
I just had
Commissioner
a question
Clark.
Out of curiosity. The traffic engineer was the one, I understand, who came up with the wording on the signs. The sign that's located right by the BSC Energy Center, the road closed 0.5 miles ahead, no through traffic. Why was that picked as opposed to something like, what do we have in the original order? No public access or something like that, where it indicates that it's closed, but actually a half a mile ahead as opposed to right there.
Commissioners, Commissioner Clark, I left it up to the traffic engineer, and I asked him to use the manual of uniform traffic control devices. He felt that this was the most standard way, if you will, to note the road being closed ahead. So it was his choice for the verbiage.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioners, any further questions? All right, thank you, Mr. Woken. That's all the questions. If there is no further testimony, then we'll proceed to closing statements. If Mr. Plambeck, do you wish to give a closing statement?
I would just, again, thank the commission for taking the time to review this crossing, to make the appropriate determinations, to determine whether or not in the interest of public safety, train whistles can be discontinued at this particular crossing. I think we're all concerned about the safety of the people there, and apart from investing the money into a grade separation, this is what we have to provide the safety at this crossing at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Plambeck. I'm going to call on the commissioners for any closing comments, if they wish. Commissioner Kramer?
Well, I have a question for our attorney while we're all together. Setting aside the 1944 agreement for a moment, has the city complied with our previous, our May 18th order? And if so, does the railroad have to wait for our vote again on yet a new order to stop blowing the whistles?
And what would the order say?
Yeah.
Well,
how quick can we vote?
I can't give you an. I'm not going to give you an opinion hearing this evidence for the, right now, whether it's complied or not. You didn't hear any evidence that it has not complied. There are some differences. I think you, as a commission, needs to make that decision. It might be small and not take too long, but you have to say these are the little differences. Does it comply with what we thought would make this private and safe? In my mind, I think it's a lot clearer after this evidence that the crossing is private.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but,
for sure that. Yeah.
But you still have the, okay, if it's more easily called private now, is it safe enough to stop blowing the whistle? And I think you just have, that's exactly what you will decide in a very short order that does not have to take long to get to. But you will say something about whether it's still private and something about whether it's safe enough to stop blowing the whistle. It is, the evidence today shows that there are some differences from what you thought would be the controlling facts in your May order.
Yeah.
So counsel is probably advising not to rule from the bench?
I would advise not ruling from the bench, and I would ask for a proposed order from Mr. Plambeck.
All right. Any closing comments, commissioners, and then we'll close the hearing and direct a proposed order.
Well, just thanks again for coming in. We are nothing in state government if we're not for due process. And this is just sort of one of these procedural things that we have to go through, and making sure that it's properly noticed and that we take the information on the record is something that just sort of has to be done. So at the same time, I would not anticipate that this is something that will take a long time for the commission to sort through and to get an order put out. And I'm certainly hoping that that happens. If not at our next meeting, very shortly thereafter.
Just echo the same comments of the commission. I actually had a chance to talk to our legal rep over lunch, and you know, there are some differences that we need to address, but this needs to happen, I think, very quickly. And there is one thing that, as we get into the next session, that I think it's worthwhile for the BNSF and the commission to have further discussion about this new law. If there's something in the law that needs to be tweaked a little bit, and where we're going to go from this forward, because I don't want to spend this kind of time deciding every railroad crossing in the state. I don't think anybody else does that either. So that may be something down the road a little bit. But thank you for all your work, because this has kind of set the stage, I think.
Yeah, I just echo all of that, and thanks. And I hope it can be on our agenda for the next meeting, if not sooner, realizing the ball somewhat in your court, because our attorney's going to wait for your order. And I understand that. I would say this, though, that while it'll be done quickly, it's too late to be done quickly because the order was May 18th. So I think we need to consider that. And I don't mind hearing every crossing case, but I suspect that people would prefer a more efficient way to do it. So thank you all for making this accommodation for the good of the process.
Thank you, commissioners. If there is nothing else to bring to the attention of the commission, I will close this hearing, noting that the time is 2:20 p.m. This hearing is closed. And Mr. Plambeck, the commissioners would like the applicant to prepare a proposed order.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Within 2 weeks?
I hope to have it in this week.
Very good. Thank you.
I got a snowstorm to drive through.